Now, boys and girls, I want you to notice Micah chapter 7 and the verse 18. The prophet here asks a question. Who is like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? You know, children, that Aphia and Josiah and little Felicity had a baby brother born this week. He's receiving three names, but his first name is Micah. Micah. There are seven Micahs, I think, in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And two of them were very good men. Both of them were prophets, these two Micahs. One of them was a prophet in the day of Ahab. Now, Ahab was a very bad king, most wicked. Ahab hated Micah. And he said concerning Micah, I hate him. He never prophesies good concerning me. But the other prophet, he preached to Jerusalem. And he warned Jerusalem about their sin. And he warned Jerusalem about the judgment that was to come upon them because of their sin. And it's that Micah that we're in this morning, in this verse. He preached also God's grace, God's forgiveness of sins. He magnified the Lord. The thing about the prophets' names, they're all very significant. And sometimes they use their names in their sermons. Now, Micah is a name that means, who is like God? Who is like the Lord? And you'll see how he uses it here in this verse near the end. Who is like unto thee? He wants the people to think about his name. As he closes the book, he wants them to know the meaning of his name. Who is like unto God? And the answer, boys and girls, is very simple. No one. There's no one like the Lord. No one at all. The Psalms say, who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high? And in that great song in Deuteronomy, one of the ancient songs that is often thought about in the church, part of the song goes, there's none like unto God. None like unto God. There's no one like him in power. Now the angels are mighty. They're powerful. But there's none of them have the power of God. There's no one has the love of God. There's nothing like the love of God. There's nothing like the grace of God. That's what the Micah is saying here. Who's like unto God that pardoneth iniquity, that has compassion, that is so gracious? There's no one like the Lord in his grace. And we see that in Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the true and full likeness of God. In fact, he's called the very image, the express image of God. He's all that God is. And we see God in the very face of Jesus Christ. And if there's something we know about Jesus Christ, it is that he is most gracious. There's none like him who forgives sins and washes us of our iniquities. None like Jesus. So you remember the meaning of that name. And you think that there's none like your God. And whenever you think your sins are too great and there's nothing can be done with them, you remember this. Who's like unto God that does pardon sin? And he can pardon your sins, boys and girls.